The only reason that you are experiencing symptoms such as POTS, fatigue, depression, vertigo, migraine, shortness of breath, you name it, is that you are, after years of conditioning, unable to connect and feel and process emotions. The biggest emotion behind this process is fear. And because of an overwhelming amount of fear, your body shuts down into the freeze response. And it creates those symptoms for you as a protection mechanism. It's a gift. There is nothing wrong with your body. And at this moment, you can choose. Do you want to feel symptoms or emotions? It's not both. It's either one or the other. And if these symptoms are destroying your life, you would probably most definitely want to feel your emotions instead of the symptoms. The question you should be asking yourself is, how can I fully feel my emotions?
So this is Johanna, and I would be super interested to know how you started to connect with your fear during your own healing journey, and what did it change for you?
Thank you, Johanna. What a beautiful question. I mean, to come back to the last part of your question, it changed everything for me. It completely made me healthy, and it also changed my personality. In the past, I was fearless because I suppressed it. I could just walk on roofs, for example. Whereas a year ago, I had to do some maintenance on the roof, and I was terrified, and I realized I had I realized I was afraid of heights. And that's because I can now feel it. What would have happened before, after being on a roof, is that I was fearless, but then maybe the same day I would have developed a migraine attack. And because the more fear you suppress in your body, the more overwhelming it's becoming. That's why the symptoms were like increasing over the amount of years. More grogginess, more fatigue, more brain fog, until the moment came where I had like full-blown crashes. I didn't know what was happening. The first mindset shift that you need to make is that these symptoms are actually serving you because you have programmed yourself by conditioning, by the way that society treats you, that you no longer want to feel your fear. The same happened for me. I still remember when I was like 13 years old, standing on the schoolyard. There was another day that passed, another day that I was absolutely terrified. I was always afraid. I was always ashamed. I was bullied because of it. Fear completely destroyed my life. Fear was awful. And that day, I decided from now on, I'm going to be fearless. So every time an emotion came up, I just pushed it away, and it made my life much easier. I was no longer being bullied. And when I was an adult, I did really crazy and cool stuff, stuff that people dreamed about, but they are too fearful to actually do it. I had an amazing teenage years and early adulthood. Yet the fear was always in my body, and it didn't process it. So over time, I developed sort of like a slight fear disorder in which I was sort of like afraid to be under a lot of people. But I probably wouldn't have called it that way. I probably would have said that I would have preferred to be alone. And then when I was 30, I developed full-blown chronic fatigue syndrome because of the exact reason. The reason that I couldn't feel my emotions. The first emotion that I reconnected with was the emotion of anger. I remember that as a child, I was always enraged. I had a huge anger attacks. And then all of a sudden, I still remember in 2015 when I had chronic fatigue syndrome, I had this idea that anger was not spiritual and that I needed to be enlightened and that anger is for, I don't know, a lower kind of people. Very judgmental. So I had to believe that anger is bad. Because of the work of Dr. John Sarno, I changed my beliefs around anger. And at a certain moment, I was able to feel my anger. And I made a video about it last week, that anger is your superpower. So after having that experience, I realized that there were far more emotions that Dr. John Sarno didn't talk about. And the next one on the list was fear. But I completely forgot how it felt like. I tried imagining it, but I couldn't. One day I received a phone call, and after the phone call, I was completely tired. I thought, okay, the phone call sort of like was too much for me, too overwhelming. But instead, the phone call triggered an emotion of fear. The first time I was at Valentina's, the same thing happened. Someone called me, and I developed extreme fatigue after that. But this time Valentina chose to hold space for me, made me cry a little bit, and then I became symptom free. That was my first conscious release. Yet I still really didn't know what fear would be like. Until one day, it's like a few days later, I had a dream that I was visited by a healer, a very wise old man. And he sort of like put his hand outwards and used his hands as projectors in which he showed me my childhood. It was different from the way that I remembered, because in his projection, I was shown that I was a terrified little boy, exactly the way that I was. The man told me that I needed to get back to my sensitivity, to reconnect with that. He explicitly didn't use the word fear, but sensitivity. Just by that memory of how I actually used to be, I started remembering what fear was like. Then a few weeks later, I had an extreme crash. And I asked Valentina again to help me because this might be fear. That was the first major fear release that I had. It took around 30 minutes of crying, feeling absolutely terrified. After that, the crash disappeared. Plus, I did not need to sleep for one or two nights in a row. I hoped that that would go on forever, but eventually I needed sleep again. So I am human. But imagine that. Such an overwhelming amount of fear gives such an energy burst. So we can be healthy and be afraid and honor that emotion. And it also makes your life more beautiful. Because the only alternative of not feeling your emotions is to become a psychopath who feels absolutely nothing. Feelings make our lives beautiful. If you cut off one feeling, you also cut off the other feelings. I mean, we would all like to have joy, but by suppressing your emotions, you also suppress joy. And the purpose of all your feelings is, in a way, to guide you towards a place of joy. Every emotion needs you either to feel it through, or it needs an action. They are not random things. They are supposed to be there to stir you in the right direction. For example, anger is someone crossing your boundaries. Fear, this is potentially dangerous for your life. If you don't feel fear, it's like you don't feel pain. Your body doesn't work properly, and it's likely that you'll die much, much younger. People have all these limited beliefs when it comes to their emotions. I always tell them that fear is a beautiful emotion, and it was such a pity that I could not feel it between the age of 13 and 36, 37. So many years of wasted potential. Right now, I absolutely love emotions. I love my anger. I love my fear. It's a part of who I am. It tells me something. Sometimes the fear comes because I still deep down believe in a limited thing, a limited belief about myself or life. And by feeling it through, I can change that. I can say, yeah, this fear was not rational. This fear was because of a false belief that I adopted. That gives me an opportunity to reevaluate my beliefs and who I am and what I stand for. There is this saying that the truth will set you free. And the truth is also the truth in ideas and beliefs, but also emotional truth. Emotional truth is the most beautiful thing there is. It's, of course, it's subjective, but speaking it out loud makes you come in contact with yourself. Maybe in the beginning, your emotions are all over the place, but that changes after a while. You become firm, you become strong, you have a direction, you have a purpose, and your emotions serve you on that path. We human beings are far more powerful than we believe. Like, it's difficult to express this, but the amount of power and strength that I feel because I allow my fear and my anger and my shame is sometimes overwhelming. And I can understand that people are afraid of their own power. Yet the alternative is that you're extremely weak and vulnerable and symptomatic. And that's just not an option. I think life is ultimately a self-correcting mechanism. If we really step out of the way, we automatically reconnect with ourselves because the emotions are a part of ourselves. If we no longer distract with mobile phones and stupid things, we eventually, after a phase of boredom, reconnect with ourselves. And healing will happen all by itself. Then you will have interests, you will have a drive, you have creativity, you start working with that. That pushes you into a direction. At the same time, every time when you do something new outside of the comfort zone, you might become aware of old emotions like fear or shame and maybe loneliness. Every time, that's an opportunity. Maybe you'll still develop symptoms for one more year or 2 more years or 3 more years. Who cares? Because you'll learn to release it and to feel better after 20 minutes. So who cares? Just a temporary thing. It's also an opportunity to release emotions that hold you back. Because even though you don't feel your emotions, they are determining your life and your entire thought, dreams, the way that you speak, the way that you walk, your posture is all related to an unconscious emotional state. Solve that unconscious emotional state and you are immediately in your strength, in your power. You start talking differently. You have a drive and you would like to explore the world outside of the comfort zone. You would like to be afraid. You would like to cry because you want to be a human being. Maybe I had 300 or 400 or 500 different fear releases until I emptied the bucket. That doesn't really matter, you know? I started doing this work when I still needed daily releases. The release program is made out of the tricks that I and Valentina and I discovered while I was still in the process of needing daily releases. Yet after so many years of suffering, it was a no-brainer to me. A lot of people, they are not ready for emotional healing. Probably because they need to suffer a little bit longer until they're ready to dive into their feelings. That's the hard truth. I'm really sorry for saying that. And I assumed most of the time that people were ready to feel fear. Yet they are not. That means the symptoms still serve them. It's a protection mechanism to not feel your fear. Feel your fear, the symptom is gone. Don't feel your fear, the symptom is here. Switch it on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. Layer after layer after layer after layer, you empty yourself. And the more you let go of old emotions and old beliefs, the more powerful and real you become. And every second of every day becomes an opportunity to express yourself in this human shape. Life can become ecstatic. That doesn't mean that it's all roses and sunshine. There are hard moments. It's all part of life. And it's not like a happily ever after fairy tale. It's the very opposite. Life gives us challenges to become more incarnated, to become a better, well, fuller version of ourselves. Let's say it like that. And it all starts with remembering emotions, allowing yourself to feel it, allowing yourself to maybe experience an increase emotion, increase in symptoms whenever you start feeling your emotions, allowing yourself to be extremely overwhelmed and traumatized because of your own emotions. Also the re-traumatization, just allow that. That's just a temporary phase. Don't worry about it. But also the knowledge, you know, that it's just a mind-body symptom. If you have a question that you would like me to answer, then go to the link on the website. It's releasecfs.com/podcast and you can upload your question there. Thanks everybody for listening, and I wish you a beautiful healing journey.